Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Today, the show, it's all about a truly unique animal. The pronghorn is often called the pronghorn antelope, but it is not a member of the antelope family. Sometimes it's even thought about to be a goat. It is not related to the goat. It is not even related to the antelopes in Africa. The pronghorn, most people think, has antlers because he sheds them, but it's the only animal in the world to shed its horns. Remember, horns are made of compressed hair, and antlers are made of calcium. We'll get back to antlers and horns in a little bit. From all of my days of researching, exploring, or fly fishing in the West, I have great visions and photos of pronghorns. They are awesome-looking animals. And this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or in one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Go to RamseyOutdoor.com. Yellowstone National Park, I always claim to be my playland because, like, I've spent so much time there. If it's not on, like, if you've not been there, you need to put it on your bucket list. I have spent countless hours and I have seen countless pronghorns there. And if you're looking for them as you're getting and planning to go to Yellowstone, look in the Lamar Valley or right outside the park in Gardner, Montana, and really any part of that piece of the West, you're going to find pronghorns there. Now, the pronghorn is an ungulate, which means he, and I always say he, it could be a he or it could be a she, is a hoofed animal. So let me give you a few characteristics. They are one of the most beautiful creatures on earth, and I know that I keep saying this, but let's figure out why. Their color is reddish brown with white on their stomach and white stripes on the throat, and that is so identifiable on them. When a pronghorn is startled, it can raise the hair on its rump to display a white warning patch, which can be seen for miles. Like, how cool is that? You need to warn your buddies something's going on, and you could show them that for miles. Now, the hairs are hollow, and this is the importance of that, is it insulates them from the cold. Now, my time in Idaho and my research out there, and let me tell you, it is frigid in the wintertime, so having hollow hair would be a great thing. And this show is brought to you by Barkerstown Brew, the advanced hydration drink for dogs. 6 natural great flavors. Go to BarkerstownBrew.com. Pronghorns are herbivores, which means they eat plants. So let's figure out which ones. Sagebrush is my favorite. If you've never walked in a field of sagebrush, as you walk through, you're going to get the aroma of sage going on. And I have many different varieties, not the wild kind, but domesticated kinds of sage growing around my home because it is my favorite herb to cook with. I get, along with rosemary and thyme, can't even talk. I get excited about food. Well, the other foods that the pronghorn eats, grasses, cacti, specifically Opuntia compressa, that's the rabbit ear cactus you all know about, and shrubs. Now, here's a fun fact. They drink little water. They get most of their water from the plant material they eat. Another fun fact. They are the second fastest land animal next to me. No, not next to me. Sorry, I got confused. Next to the cheetah. They've been clocked at over 50 miles per hour. Pretty fast, huh? Because of this, most of the pronghorn predators, such as the coyotes, bobcats, wolves, and cougars, since a pronghorn can outrun them, these animals must stalk their prey. And let me tell you, a cougar, which is a mountain lion, if you've never seen their speed and their power, and a pronghorn's going to outrun this dude, that is fast. Now, on the run, they've got a gait, and that's per stride, of 20 feet. I'll say that again. Think about taking a stride, and their next stride is 20 feet away. That's like, you know, better than the Michael Jordan dunk from the foul line or the LeBron James climbing over a crowd of players going to dunk a basketball. I use the young great and the old great to figure out, okay, so which one do you like, and give you the analogy there. But let me just say that 20-foot stride. Do me a favor. Next time you're out in your backyard, you're just jogging around, just sort of measure your running long jump and see what it comes out to be. I don't think 20 feet. Now, this mammal has a lifespan of 11 years, and it varies in weight, because we talk about males and females and the weights, varies in weights from 90 pounds to 150 pounds. And also, that also varies on diet, too, because what are you eating? Think about yourself as well. Now, the pronghorn is about 3.5 feet at shoulder height. The males are called bucks, the females does, and the babies called fawns. Makes all sense. Now, their habitat is open grasslands and semi-arid prairies from Canada to Mexico. So you can find, you get out west somewhere and you go near the Rocky Mountains on both sides, but all the way down from Canada into Mexico, and you will find these guides. Now, their eyes are large and protruding, and they could see about 300 degrees around them. People say they could see 360. No, they can't. People say they're like an owl because owls can see 360, and no, they can't, because they can see about somewhere around 320, 260. So because of these large protruding eyes, they can see predators coming from a great distance and in not quite all directions, but pretty close to it. So let's talk about what makes them unique besides the cool facts of, you know, is the horns. They have the only forked horn in the world. Both genders have horns, which are shed annually, because horns typically are not shed, antlers are. So you get these really, really cool facts. And a photo does not do justice to this majestic animal. I'm going to say make your next excursion a pronghorn one. And until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.